In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please kneel. The act of consecration to the Holy Ghost. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to Thee, Eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of Thy purity, the unerring keenness of Thy justice, and the might of Thy love. Thou art the strength and light of my soul. In Thee I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve Thee by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against Thee. Mercifully guard my every thought, and grant that I may always watch for Thy light and listen to Thy voice and follow Thy gracious inspirations. I cling to Thee and give myself to Thee, and ask Thee by Thy compassion to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at His five wounds and trusting in His precious blood and adoring His open side and stricken heart, I implore Thee, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, so to keep me in Thy grace that I may never sin against Thee. Give me grace, O Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to Thee always and everywhere, Speak, Lord, for Thy servant heareth. Amen. You may be seated. This Sunday of Pentecost, great feast of the Holy Ghost, it's very appropriate to review and to explain in greater depth the importance of growing in the virtue of purity and especially practicing modesty so that we'll be able to grow in the virtue of purity. I say very appropriate because our bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost. From the day of our baptism, God Himself dwells in our souls. He dwells in our bodies. Our bodies are temples of God. Our bodies are supposed to help us to grow in holiness. It's tragic because really what's going on today is more and more our bodies are occasions of sin for us and for others, and our bodies are leading us not to salvation, but to damnation. And that's completely contrary to the will of God, completely contrary to the virtue of purity. Also on this Feast of Pentecost, we want to remember St. Paul's words where he tells us, because we're Catholic, because we've been baptized, because we've been given the Holy Ghost, that we're supposed to live according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. Especially remember these words of St. Paul as they apply to the virtue of purity and practicing modesty all the time. We are to live according to the Spirit of God. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost. We are not to live according to the flesh. Last Sunday, I mentioned a bit about the apparitions of Our Lady in Fatima. And remember, one of the ways to summarize the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima is it is a message about eternity. The focus is on eternity. The Mother of God came down because there was and continues to be great danger for souls. That's why she came down from heaven. Souls are in great peril of being condemned for all eternity. That's why the Blessed Mother came. And at the same time, she came out of her maternal solicitude, her maternal love for her children. She wants to show us the way to heaven. She comes for the salvation of souls. She comes to tell us how to love God and how to get to heaven. And in particular, Our Lady of Fatima singled out one very key area in our life that is either leading to damnation or to salvation, and that has to do with modesty, with purity. It's a very important part of the message of Our Lady at Fatima. This is what Jacinta explained as far as what the Mother of God revealed to the children at Fatima. She was explaining this actually to a Mother Superior, the name was Mother Godinho, at the hospital in Lisbon where she was staying in the final months before her death. And she explained the following. My dear Mother, the sins that bring most souls to hell are the sins of the flesh. Do not forget these words of the Mother of God. Also, one of the great doctors of the church, St. Alphonsus of Liguori, said basically the same thing. This is not something completely new, but it's particularly relevant to our time. And this is what the Mother of God said again less than a century ago. The sins that bring most souls to hell are the sins of the flesh. Certain fashions are going to be introduced which will offend our Lord very much. Those who serve God should not follow these fashions. The words of the Mother of God, those who serve God should not follow these fashions. The majority of Catholics today are following fashions of the world, directly contradicting the Mother of God. The church has no fashions. Our Lord is always the same. The sins of the world are too great. If only people knew what eternity is, they would do everything to change their lives. The salvation of souls is at stake. We have to view things in terms of eternity. The way we treat others, the way we speak, the way that we dress, the way that we practice purity, and the way that we practice modesty so that we can grow in the virtue of purity. Obviously, it's extremely important that parents inculcate this in your children, especially parents inculcating modesty in their daughters. And just a little bit later, Jacinta then also says to Mother Godinho, "My good mother, do not give yourself to immodest clothes." Finally, some days Jacinta was very saddened by the worldliness of the visitors, all the people that came to see her. You know, a lot of people were coming to see her because they were very eager to see the visionary of Fatima. They knew that she was probably not going to be around much longer, so she had a lot of visitors. She was very saddened by the worldliness of the visitors. The women dressed in fashionable clothes, often with low-cut dresses. "What is all this for?" she asked Mother Godinho. "If they only knew what eternity is. If they only knew what eternity is." That has to be our perspective. That's why it's so important that all of us grow in the virtue of purity, and especially that you make every single effort to practice modesty. There's a lot of work that we have to do in this area. And again, remember, this has to do with the salvation of souls. Remember what our Blessed Mother said at Fatima. Most of the souls that are condemned to hell because of sins of the flesh. How do you think those sins of the flesh come to take place? How is it that they come to pass? It begins because of what we see and because of what we think. We see our looks are immodest. Our thoughts, we begin to allow impure thoughts to develop in our minds. And that leads us to further sin. Very many times, obviously also even with our sight and with our thoughts, we can commit a mortal sin. The responsibility of the Catholic woman is especially important here. Always remember this, the Catholic women, because in a particular way, you have to practice modesty. Now remember, this is an area where the male is particularly weak. That's why also it has to do with practicing charity towards your neighbor. The male is particularly weak. You have a particular responsibility to not be an occasion of sin for men. Now again, men are also obviously supposed to practice modesty. It's particularly important for women. It's especially their duty. Listen again to the words that I read last Sunday from Pope Pius XII. Remember these words very well. Teachings of the Church. "The good of our soul is more important than that of our body. We have to prefer the spiritual welfare of our neighbor to our bodily comforts." Please, especially Catholic women, remember these words of our Holy Father. He was directing them to different groups of young women there in Italy. "We have to prefer the spiritual welfare of our neighbor to our bodily comforts." It's not primarily a question of what's comfortable for you. The Pope said, quote, If a certain kind of dress constitutes a grave and proximate occasion of sin and endangers the salvation of your soul and others, it is your duty to give it up. If a way of dressing is endangering the soul, either your soul or someone else's soul, it is your duty to give it up. This is the teaching of the church that hasn't changed. Our Holy Father is exhorting us to practice modesty so that the virtue of purity will be able to grow. Now, all of the men here know, I think sometimes maybe the women aren't as aware, because women don't always think like men, and men always don't think like women. And so here, women, if you don't understand this, please ask some of the men around you that you can trust. Men particularly are having a devil of a time in growing in the virtue of purity. So many times their souls are being endangered because it is so easy for the fires of lust, just by the smallest thing, be fanned and grow into something bigger, and they can so easily fall into mortal sin. This is why the responsibility of the Catholic woman is so great. And really think about the analogy. It is true. If the women don't understand this and don't believe it, please talk to some of the men that you can trust. If I were to go to an alcoholic and I were to place before him all these sumptuous alcoholic drinks, and he were to take them and drink, obviously, he's responsible for his sin. He's going to be responsible to God before his sin. God will always give him the grace to resist. But you also better be certain that I am extremely also culpable for that sin of the alcoholic, because I have absolutely no business being an occasion of sin and tempting him when I know that he's so weak in that area. And basically, if I bring it before him, he is going to fall. He is going to fall. It is the same thing when it comes to purity. And that's why the women also need to talk a little bit more to the men, to realize how weak the man is. Extremely weak. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about the battle against the world, the devil, and the flesh. This is a serious battle. And remember the words of our Holy Father, especially they were directed to Catholic women. If your kind of dress is a proximate occasion of sin to anyone else, it is your duty to give it up. And that's why, women, it is extremely important that you follow all the guidelines that are here in the bulletin. Please make sure that you read them. We still have women that are not following the guidelines that are in the bulletin. You need to follow these guidelines. These are the norms that have been established by our Holy Fathers, by the popes. They haven't changed. The only problem is that, unfortunately, the church has not been explaining this as urgently as she must. You have the references there at the bottom. Remember, especially with regard to modesty, and again, this applies obviously also to men, but in particular for women, the two basic rules for modesty are sufficient coverage, meaning all the different parts of your body that are supposed to be covered need to be covered. So sufficient coverage and also a proper fit. Proper fit basically means that those clothes should not be too tight. They should not be revealing. Always remember this. When it has to do with practicing modesty, what the Catholic Church has always taught us is the clothes, particularly of the woman, they're supposed to conceal the body, not reveal the body. Please remember this. It's not that difficult to, you don't have to be a genius to figure this out. Your clothes, especially Catholic women, they're supposed to conceal your body, your figure, your beautiful figures. They're supposed to conceal your body and not reveal it. That's why there has to be sufficient coverage and it has to be a proper fit. All the specific norms that are there that we have in the bulletin are precisely for that. And please make sure that you're following this, okay? Again, especially the women, obviously also the men. These are basic norms for modesty across the board. Okay, this doesn't just have to do with mass. We should always be practicing modesty. You've got them there in the bulletin. Please remember, and again, this is modesty always. The back, shoulders, everybody please listen. The back, the shoulders, upper arms, and midriff must always be completely covered. A lot of times we still have women that have their shoulders and upper arms bare. That is not modest dress according to the directives that the popes have given us. And again, please remember this. Always go back to remember the context this is being placed in. It has to do with the salvation of souls. I understand that maybe a lot of women don't really understand what's going on here. Please talk to the men. Because bare shoulders very easily an occasion of sin. Almost guaranteed. Even if you have a virtuous Catholic man, and again here too, the Catholic men better not be making any excuses. Even think of the alcoholic. If you take of the forbidden fruit, and if you don't practice custody of the eyes, you're responsible for the sins that you are committing. But I can guarantee you this, that if you put a woman who's dressed immodestly in a group of men, God willing, there are going to be some of those men that are going to be loving God, have their focus on eternity, are not going to be tempted and are going to turn away and are going to be faithful to God and are going to be faithful whether it's to their wife or to the church or to whomever. But it's guaranteed, and Catholic women, please remember this always, it's guaranteed that you are going to be the occasion of sin for some men and probably for the vast majority because the male is very weak in that area. Again, here too, we're having a lot of problems. Women, please make sure it's there in the bulletin. Your necklines need to be pretty nice and high up. Read what's in the bulletin. We've got a lot of women that still, you know, they've got plunging necklines. There should never be any cleavage that is being revealed. This is immodest clothing. You're not helping in the salvation of souls. You're contributing to the damnation of souls. That's why it's so important to go back and listen to the words of the Mother of God, the importance that she's putting on the fashions. And finally, here too, just a word about pants. Please remember this also, women, because obviously you should never be wearing pants at the traditional Latin Mass, but please take heed, women, you should really never be wearing pants, period. It's not modest clothing for the woman. God made men and women different. He gave them their own roles to play in the divine plan. Pants are appropriate apparel for a man's nature and figure, whereas dresses and skirts are fitting attire for a woman, since they help her maintain her identity and dignity. On the other hand, when a woman wears men's clothing, the respect due to her God-given nature is lowered. Girls, dress like true women and daughters of the Virgin Mary. Be courageous enough to get rid of all your pants and shorts. Again, remember the words of Pope Pius XII. If a certain kind of dress constitutes a grave and proximate occasion of sin and endangers the salvation of your soul and others, it is your duty to give it up. The perspective is eternity and our salvation. Girls, show that you are proud to be what God has made you. This is your glory before Him and before others. For the women, if you ever have questions about how to grow in the virtue of purity and practice modesty, look to the Blessed Virgin Mary as your example. Ask yourself if the Blessed Virgin Mary would wear that particular form of clothing. One final word, though, about pants, because, again, a lot of women are scratching their heads maybe and wondering, well, what's the big deal? One thing, again, to realize is we've been led very, very far astray from our Catholic principles in all areas of life, also regarding purity and modesty. All you have to do is look at photographs. I mean, look at photographs of our Catholic faithful from 50 and 60 years ago. You won't find any women wearing pants. Where did this come from? This came from the devil, the world, and the flesh. And again, always remember the words of St. Paul. We live according to the Spirit of God and the teachings of Holy Mother Church. What the Church teaches, Jesus Christ Himself speaks to us. It is Jesus who's giving us these teachings about modesty. Are you going to be obedient to our Lord? I mean, if our Lord appears right now in all His glory and tells you, as a woman, don't wear pants, make sure that your necklines are where they should be, that you're never revealing anything of your breasts, are we going to listen? Are we going to obey or disobey? And this is exactly what's taking place when the Church teaches what she teaches about modesty. Jesus Christ speaks through His Church. And please, women, realize we're talking about the salvation of souls. Don't forget the analogy that I gave you about the alcoholic, because that's exactly what's taking place when you dress immodestly. And here's one final word about the pants. Two different women independently told me this recently. If they hadn't told me, I wouldn't have known. And even now, I'm still sort of wondering. But all of this goes back also again to men think differently than women. And so in some instances, the women are going to have to trust the men and make sure that they dress super modestly. Because again, any little part of immodesty on their part is not helping the man at all. But also, I learned something from the women. They told me the following, and I'm still sort of surprised. I guess the women will be able to verify this for themselves. But two women independently of each other, they told me the following. They said, Father, when a woman goes to buy a pair of pants, she always, and they emphasized this, they said, she always. I said, always? They said, always. They said, she always looks in the mirror and checks to see how her behind looks. Now, I mention this because what is going on here? Obviously, if this is the case, she's very much aware of how she's going to be looked at, whether by both men and by women. If clothing is drawing attention to the body, it is immodest. Always remember, clothes are supposed to conceal, never reveal. Women, your clothing, so that it will be modest, it is supposed to conceal and not reveal. For the men, and especially the husbands, really make it a point. I think it's very important also that you make it a point to really compliment your wife. I mean, when she's dressed modestly, when she's dressed truly as a Catholic woman should be, to really compliment her. More and more what we have to try and help the women also to realize is that they're truly more feminine and attractive and truly respecting God and helping all to grow in virtue when they're dressing modestly according to what the Catholic Church has always taught. Finally, again, just again a reminder, because we've got many that are still failing in basic ways, make sure that you read again all the norms that are in the bulletin for modesty. Put these also into practice all the time. This, again, is also applying for the men. We've got men sometimes that are coming to the Mass not wearing their collared shirt or wearing jeans or wearing tennis shoes. All of those things, it's listed in here in the bulletin. Please make sure that you're following that. So that will be a great aid for us in growing in the virtue of purity, in living not according to the fashions of the world, not according to the flesh, but as Catholics, we live according to the Spirit of God, according to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.